Okay, let's see. Now, I'm going to go on to chat here, and I'm going to find out what you guys... What we've had here is I don't know, you probably experienced, we've had it freezing. We've had a problem with our feed. You know, we thought we'd had those problems behind us, but, you know, this is the internet, it's not television. So we're on with Ustream. Is that their problem? We're on with Spectrum. And we've been on with a whole bunch of people. So what I want to do is, how is the picture for you guys? I want to ask you that. Let me zoom in here. That's my first question. And then I have a statement, which basically is this. Which is, we're probably going to have to cancel this event if this shit keeps going, man. We're going to have to cancel our live event tonight if this keeps going on. Joshua says, no freezing the last 7 minutes. This is not our... it's not our internet. And it's not the TriCaster. And the only other people that we consider to be culpable in this is our Ustream. And we were on the line with Ustream, and Ustream was not talking to us. And they did indicate that they were busy. So my whole trip is... I know it looks good for you guys now, but you know what the problem we've been having is it's been freezing. Now, right now, I'm looking pretty good. I got to believe that this is a Ustream problem. Jazz Tunes in Dallas. Jazz Tunes, by the way, get on our BSP board, man. So I guess if we're, you know, I'm looking at a really good stream. I guess we can continue. It'll be a longer show than usual tonight. That's kind of how it goes. But I don't know if I want to go back on Twitter and go back on our Facebook pages and go, we're okay, we're live, come on back, and then have the thing go, bleep, you know, fuck up on me. So Copiab is with us. I usually don't do any chatting. Foley Band is here. How you doing, brother? Shadow's with us. Jason from the Fort. And there's Rita. There's August. And Bruce and Cressy. All right, guys. I mean... You know, we got a brand new TriCaster, those of you that went through that with me, last summer. And it's a great machine. But and what we had last year, leading up to the purchase of our TriCaster, was all of this choppy, buffering shit. Do you guys, Shadow, and any of you other guys, do you talk to Ustream at all? Do you know if they're having a problem on the West Coast? Or wherever they're fucking feeding, because I know Adam's talking to him right now, but I'm just wondering if any of you guys talk to Ustream, or I know it is. Don't they have like a Twitter account or something where they may indicate that they're having problems? I don't know. I'm just totally, right now, my picture's fine, and it has been. It could be an atmospheric thing, could be the fucking world is coming to an end. I don't know. I really don't think it's, the only thing that it could be in terms of our shit, is maybe we've got a fucking modem that's wearing out. Which is easy enough to fix, but... and I haven't... who just said that? Somebody just said, do we need to remind you to turn on Audacity, Rita? You're right, yes you do! Wait a minute, no you don't. No you don't! No, I turned it on. Never mind, I did, I turned on. I'm just going to go ahead and do this bullshit like, you know, like we know what we're doing, huh? What do you think? Excuse me for wearing my shirt open. I don't do it because I want to be an asshole. I do it because it gets fucking hotter than hell in these goddamn studios. I don't care what time of year. And while we do have air conditioning, and it's a little noisy. It's Ustream is remember, do you guys remember, Ustream was in the news quite a bit when Charlie Sheen flipped his lid. Remember when Charlie Sheen flipped out and he was doing a weekly or nightly Ustream show? Do you remember that? It was very interesting. He had it from his living room in his house and it lasted like maybe one or two shows. By the way, I've got the Marc Maron mug. That's the green. That's why you're seeing the invisible there, because it's a big green stripe on Mark's cup. And it's free. IBM, as you can see, if you look at the screen, IBM owns it. I got to believe that their Ustream is having an issue. Because all of it, we were cruising real good, and then about 5:45, it just went to hell. And only just now, and then I'm on the horn with Nathan, I'm on the horn with Adam, all of my guys, and they're all like, Nathan is beautiful. He's like, it's not us, man. It's not a website problem. It's just not a website problem. It's just, no. Not a website problem, man. This is a fucking hardware problem. It's okay. And that's it, Reed. I'm trying to give you guys a thrill. I'm trying to give my mostly male audience a thrill with my open shirt. No, I'm, Jazz Tunes, you're on the map. Okay, beautiful thing, man. You're just not on the, okay. I can understand that. It gets silly. All right, so, we'll just go ahead and we'll prep. And if it bails out, if it bombs up, you know, I hate to say that, I hate to go back over to Facebook and say we're back. Here's Adam. Yeah. He said, yeah, me too. Jesus, man. They did have a problem. Ustream said they did have a problem. Just getting the word now from Adam, and now it's better. Yes. Cool. All right. Thank you, brother. I love Adam. He's my technical director. He ain't cheap, but he's good. So, thank you, Rita. Thank you, everybody. So, it was a Ustream problem. Cool. All right, so I'm going to go over here to just very quickly. We're back. I wonder what their problem was and if it's going to be recurring, though. I need you, you, you. I'm so happy tonight. Yeah, I just got the message from Adam Chavez, who does our technical stuff, that he was on Ustream's technical chat, and Ustream was having a problem. What it was, he did not indicate. So, but I'm just grateful that it ain't us, you know. Let me go back over to Twitter. All right. Wow, that was nutty. I was just about ready to bail on the thing. Because you pay for the backstage pass, because you are allowed access into my life, unfettered access into my life. Not really, but almost. This coming weekend, the 9th, no, the 10th, is the 10th Friday? Yes, the 10th is Friday. I'm going to my gastroenterologist for something that you have to have every so often once you reach the age of 50, and it has to do with a tube going up your... And Katy Couric did one live on TV. You got the... Yeah, there you go. So I get one every year. And so we will not have the marathon this coming weekend. It will be the following weekend. It will be the weekend of the 17th. We probably should have had it this weekend. But well, not really. No, we shouldn't. Well, yes, sort of. It was, you know, but we will. We didn't plan on having it this weekend for whatever reason. we'll have it the weekend of the 17th. All right. So that's that. And then there was one other thing I was going to mention. Well, other stuff, you know. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Everybody.
Okay, John, next song.
Bitchin'. All right, I've got Steve Bozell coming up here tonight. What's this about? Do I got to reboot this motherfucker now? Why do I have audio coming out of the goddamn... Oh, you motherfucker. Let me, while I'm on the subject here, I got audio coming out of the base of the whatever passes for the tower drive on the my new Mac. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to reboot this piece of shit. Yeah, wait a minute. I got three messages. No problem. Still no problem with the stream. You ask what the problem is. I better not bother him with this right now. Are you sure you want to restart your computer now? Goddamn right. You're goddamn right. Adam, I don't know if you're watching this, man, but I'm having to reboot the new computer because I was getting audio coming out of the actual tower or the drive itself. No audio here in the board. However, I remember having this problem once before, so I'm just going to reboot this motherfucker and see what happens. Wait a minute, man. New computer. All right. Oh, you know what? Sometimes I'm crazy, or maybe just a holding back. Not anymore. They got their engineers on it, and now they're monitoring it. Cool. Let me call you real quick.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, man. Firing up the new computer number two.
Yeah.
I was getting no audio through the board. I was getting audio out of the little drive unit. I've done is I've rebooted the computer to see if that solved the problem. But I thought I'd get you on the horn just in case it didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if it solved the problem. Hold on for a second. Yes, that solved the problem. I mean, what is that? That's very idiosyncratic, man. Is that something with Max or I don't know what?
What might have happened is maybe the jack coming out of the computer might have got pulled out or something like that and it reset the audio card.
Oh, I dig. Okay. I'll double check on the... If I have a problem with the battery, I'll let you know, but I haven't even listened to that yet. But I'm assuming if I'm getting audio from everywhere else, the battery would be fine.
Okay.
By the way, when I'm closing that down, it asks me, do you want to save your kit? What does that fucking mean?
That's essentially because it's like a sample program. It just calls it that, like if it's a session or a project or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So you can hit save, if you want to.
All right, dude. All right, man. Thanks so much, Adam. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no worries, dude.
Okay, brother. See you later.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Jesus, what a night. Oh, well. This is what happens, you know. You have these nights.
And though you're not true, may God bless you. That's the curse.
But, you know, this is a really noisy fucking pot, man. That is a noisy motherfucker. It's a good thing this isn't like an actual recording studio, you know, where you got to have the audio perfect. Because God knows, not on this show.
If you knew Susie, like I...
Fuck it. Telling you, man. All right, let's see. We got my crickets, man. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, but, you know, for how much longer, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just one of those things where I have to take it. I got to take it day by day. I got to take it step by step.
Well, what's the problem?
I mean, you know about what happened at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they bumped the winner, is that what you mean?
Yeah, they had to bump down a winner because apparently there had been some kind of a scuffle. There was a fight broke out, or...
No, a fight didn't break out. The horses, one horse, I forget the name of the horse, went wide. If you pardon the expression.
Who went wide?
If you knew Susie like I knew Susie, then you would have known her biblically. It's just, no. If you knew Susie like I knew Susie, then you'd know her pretty well. Dun, dun, dun. We went riding, she didn't bark. Home from Yonkers, I'm the one that had a pock. Oh, Christ, what? What's up now, man? Beautiful, man. Going to be rehearsing on Wednesday, 1 to 3 at UCB. Get a good look at the theater. Testy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. All right, man. It takes a while for this to refresh, which I don't know what that's about. There it is.
The one on the NYSE.
Hear that? God damn, what is that, man? Very, very disquieting. It's probably obviously something isn't grounded or something's... Really fucking noisy, man. I wonder if it's this thing. I got a remote, I don't even use it. Because it's too far over here. It's not good, man. It ain't good, baby. Ted, how you doing, man? You all right?
You got a problem or something? Jesus H. Christ, Phil. Hey, Phil, what's the problem? Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2. Hey, Phil, what is the problem? What's the problem? What is the testing? What's the test? 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 Testing, 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 testing. Test, test, test. Test, 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 test. Testing, 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 testing. Testing, testing. Testing, 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 test, test, test. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Obnoxious. Uh-oh.
Fuck me. I don't want that, man. Goodbye. Okay, good. And I don't have the, Well, yes, I do. But no, I don't. Shit. Wave part, are the wave cart sound effects over here? Where are they, man? Here's wave cart sound effects. Okay. All right, so this is good here. I can use that, and then I can use the TED thing here. All right. All I got to do is stop down and set it up. That's the problem. That's the problem, Jack. All right, so we'll do this. Go like, yeah.
Hey, man. How you doing, baby? Hold on, Phil.
TED's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Where's the restaurant?
I'm getting it, okay?
All right, well, you know, don't... I mean, we're burning daylight here, Phil. I could be out making money.
Yeah. Yeah, see, this is like very, very cumbersome.
Hold on, Phil. I gotta get it together here. I got all kinds of fucking problems here, man. You know, I got.
What's going on, Ted?
Well, I got the Dunphy brothers are in.
You're telling me all about your problems with these professional gamblers.
I know. I should. Anyway, it's a great night to come on in, watch baseball. The hockey is on. St. Louis and the Dallas something. I don't know. The Horns or something. Right now, St. Louis is beating the hell out of it. It's always nice to see a Dallas team get its ass whacked.
What? Whacked?
Or, I mean, waxed.
Well, watch it. We've got some Dallas fans watching tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, hockey teams. The football.
Anyway, it's, St. Louis 4, Dallas 1.
All right. The Dunphys are coming in. I know that right now Eddie Dunphy's warming up on stage. I don't know what to tell you. You know, he's a great guy. He's just, here, can you hear that?
Yeah, is that him warming up?
Yeah, he's practicing.
Oh!
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, what a gal.
Oh, what a guy.
He doesn't say, oh.
What's with you, Henry? I just heard him say, oh, what a guy. Hey, Tommy, somebody tell Tommy he's saying, oh, what a guy.
No, he's not, man.
Listen. Here, I'll walk in. I'm the one who had a walk if you knew Susie. Watch this. Like I know Susie. Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
Bullshit.
Hey, Joey, come here. Joey, come here for a minute. Hey, don't play the god. No. Don't do it. Joey, come here. Aren't you singing? What do you want? Aren't you singing, oh, what a guy? Ow! I just got kicked in the balls.
Okay, that's just too fucking insane for words, man. Fuck. There was a time on the show when I used to say, we do it in real time just with minimum editing. Not anymore, we don't. We don't do this in real time. That's for goddamn sure, man. All right. Boy, you got me, man. Let's see, I'm going to close this. We don't need that. Close this. We don't need that. Move to trash. Okay, I got that. I got this one. Yellow. Let's take a look at the picture of the show. How are we doing with the show? Oh, look at that, man. No picture. But that happens when we're... Look at this. When I go off the fucking goddamn screen... I lost my fucking picture. Motherfucker. There it is. Yeah, there it is. A lot of times, man, when I go off the fucking screen, if I go to another window, it... Yeah, there it is. A lot of times, man, when I go off the fucking screen, if I go to another window, it...
Yeah, tell us about it.
All right, so we're good to go there. Oh, what a guy. Oh, what a chick. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Okay, so that's the picture we got. Okay. All right. Hello, Carolyn. Hello, Shadow. Use Eddie Cantor. No, the reason why we use that version is because it's a cornball version from that show that was on in New York. It was a cable show in New York, Stairway to the Stars. Oh, my God, this man, I bless his heart. He and I guess his wife or girlfriend, I think he knew that it was just a bunch of amateurs from the neighborhood, and they sang and they danced, and that was just goofy. She, I think, had this idea that she was really, they were really discovering some talent, and... Because I remember her making these references to, come on, if you're an agent, give us a call. You know, and you're like, I don't think so. I think these people were just doing it for kicks, you know, it was just laughs. And they, the show was a fucking riot. It was done from the guy's basement. He refurbished his basement. He had carpeting. He had, you know, and then he had his friend, a buddy of his, who was a drummer or a trumpet or something. That, you'd see this drummer just all... playing the drums in the background like he didn't give a shit. The whole thing was amazing, man. All right, the only other thing I got to do here, man, is figure out what we got for what we got for commercial content or promo content. Da 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 dee dee. Here we go. 5-6, 5-6. What do we got, man? What do we got? That's the schedule. Do I got D Herbs, 2 spots. Pluto TV, 1 spot. Okay. What the fuck is this?
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast. You're welcome with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday.
What the fuck is it? There's nothing on the log that says I roll it. Oh, podcast one promo. Oh, I dig. Okay, yeah, they sent me the other one. All right, cool. Chael Sonnen. That's the guy. It sounds like Chael Sonnen. I see Jillian's with us from New Zealand. We always want to make, we always want to mention our international viewers. We always want to make mention of our international, like Darren. Is Darren here tonight? No. And King Cap and the usual, and Ben in Dubai. And I think one night we had that gal from Germany who actually doesn't watch. It's the middle of the night and she's like in a military family. It just doesn't work, man. It ain't working out, man. So D Herbs is a name you can trust. Pluto TV and Chael Sonnen. That's how he pronounces it, but it says here Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen on joined the UFC superstar as he interviews the hottest names in MMA about the world of competitive fighting and more. Check out You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen every week on Apple Podcasts or Podcast One. Jesus, that man with a golden arm, holy Christ. I don't know whether I liked that movie. I think for the most part I didn't like it. And you know who bothered me in that movie more than anything else? Was that goddamn Eleanor Parker, who's a really good actress. She played that woman in the wheelchair. I mean, not believable at all. I wasn't buying her as a down and out, a lower income woman, infirmed, I wasn't buying it. And her accent sucked, and she sucked. That, which is really amazing, because during the 50s, she did some amazing stuff, and she was a great stage actress. Maybe she didn't give a fuck or something. Maybe it was like, just get me through this movie or something, because she was really terrible. Frankly, there wasn't anybody in that movie that, Frank Sinatra gave it a good shot. I mean, he got nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor. I don't know. Why? Because he looked really cool going to the withdrawals as a junkie. Wasn't that great. And like I said, when it comes to drug withdrawals, Jack Lemmon in Days of Wine and Roses kicks ass. No, I shouldn't say that, but, Okay, Are we groovy? Are we? Is it grooviosity? Let me see, man. Yeah, baby. All right. I want to get this thing, man, so that, it's like I'm squinched up or something, man. I don't know what it is I'm trying to do here. There we go. That's what I wanted. See? Is it groovy awesome? No, motherfucker. I don't want that. Let me see, man. Yeah, baby. All right. Shut up. I want to get this thing, man, so that, it's like I'm squinched up or something, man. I don't know what. There. The audio, was intruding a bit. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I realize that half of this fucking show is with my face behind this microphone. It's got to do a better job than that, man. Like, do something like that. Okay.